try and do is we have a drone and we're gonna put it up in the sky because it's a drone. And we're gonna make a big 17 to respect the 7 people that died.
High school junior Avram Salzman is directing his peers towards the football field at Homer High School. Salzman and two seniors organized the walkout at noon Wednesday to show solidarity with the 14 students and three faculty members that died after shooter Nicholas Cruz entered Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, with an AR-15 and began shooting.
Really, the kids in Florida initiated it, if you want to bring it back that far, you know, because they're the ones who have been standing up and saying the time to talk about this is right now.
Salzman says support from teachers and school administration varied, but some teachers joined students outside. U.S. history and Alaska studies teacher Dennis Welch says he's happy students are realizing their voice matters in the debate over school safety.
I think it's pretty amazing. I think kids a lot of times underestimate the power that they really have. And being a social studies teacher, I can look back on in history and see how young people have affected change over the years. So the thought that even though we're young, we can't do much, doesn't really hold a lot of water.
Senior Joe Raven was among the three students who organized the gathering and says it wasn't necessarily about gun control.
The student council can't really say that it was their thing to do, and the school's not supposed to take a stand, so it's supposed to be whatever you want. You can come out here, support gun control or support more guns. It's whatever you want to come out and support.
And that's something organizers Oliver Beck and Salzman, who supports gun control, say they're happy about.
I talked to people last night about it before who were sort of hesitant to even come out today because they don't see the same way that I do. And I tried to encourage them that it didn't have to be just about that. It could be about change because that's something everyone can agree upon. You know, no one wants to see 17 children die ever. So whatever it takes to stop that, I think everyone can come together for that.
Students gathered on the field and formed the number 17 around the Homer Mariners logo and took a bird's eye view picture with a drone. Students also gathered testimonials that will be packaged into a larger video. Salzman says they plan to send that video and photos to Alaska's congressional delegation, urging them to make schools safer. Reporting in Homer, I'm Aaron Bolton.